I'm Dana Lloyd. Welcome to Soul Sister Conversations, the podcast, where you will be inspired and empowered to connect more deeply with your authentic self as we explore topics of personal development, leadership, and spirituality. Your journey to your most authentic self starts right now. Please note this episode deals with the loss of a pet. Our sweet little Aussie, our family dog of 13 years, died this week. It was so tough to say goodbye to him. And I know so many of you listeners are dog owners, pet lovers. You likely know my pain. You've probably been through it. There is nothing like the love of an animal. I knew this would be the hard part of having a pet. It was one of the reasons I didn't want pets earlier in my life. I didn't think I could handle the loss. So when my parents gave Ozzy as a gift to our kids, I agreed to it as long as it worked out. Otherwise, they were taking the dog back, I told them. That was 13 years ago. Once we agreed to keep Ozzy, I knew this day of loss would come. It was something that I dreaded and thought about even more in the last few years. He was a little dog, so I knew they tended to live longer lives. And I am grateful. We had 13 wonderful years with him. He hasn't had any health issues, a few incidences in the past few years, but nothing major. So I am so grateful that he didn't suffer and that it was not a long, drawn-out affair. It was definitely a shock and not expected. So as I said, he was a gift from my parents when my kids were 7 and 9. My kids are now 20 and 23. He has spanned their entire lives, it seems. We can hardly remember a time when he was not in our lives. I mean, he was there for every major event, every little thing, meeting the kids after school when they were walking home or greeting us. I mean, it's losing a pet that has been a significant part of your family is definitely a blow. We are all feeling it. Over the past few days, I have thought about him in so many ways. I feel like I'm triggered by everything. Everything is a reminder. You know, I'm expecting him to meet me at the door or bark at the deer walking through the yard. But one of the things I've also become over the past few days since losing him was more reflective about what he taught us and the purpose of pets in our lives. And I wanted to dedicate this episode to our beloved Ozzy and what sweet souls like him teach us in this lifetime. And one of the things that losing, you know, a pet reminds us is about how life can change in an instant. You know, our dog had not been feeling well for a few days the week previous, but he bounced back and then he turned ill very suddenly and passed away within hours. And it is shocking when this happens because you cannot prepare for it and your heart is certainly not ready for it. Anytime we encounter death, it is always a reminder to reflect on our own lives and how we are living it because life can shift quickly. This happens when I go to a funeral. Maybe you've experienced this. You know, when you are up close to death, it forces you to reflect on it and life. Are you living the life you want to be living? Are you giving the love you want to be giving? Are you forgiving those who need to be forgiven? You don't always have time. We always think we have time. But losing a pet quickly once again reminds me to do what is important in this life. Work toward the life you want. When you are doing that, you are always living up to your potential because you are living your life with intention. You know, it is a powerful lesson that I am again being reminded of with the loss of our sweet Ozzy. The other thing our pets teach us, and boy, Ozzy taught me this every day, is to stay in the present moment. Have you seen a dog have a bad day? Never, unless they're not feeling well. But if it is a normal dog day in their world, all is well. If they have food, water, and exercise, some back scratches and belly rubs are all bonuses. They know how to stay in the present moment. They are not pining about what they did yesterday or worrying about what's coming up. They're only concerned with the present moment. If we could learn this one lesson from our pets, we would live our lives with so much more joy, wouldn't we? The other thing our pets teach us is that love is unconditional. They do not have strings attached to their love. They just show up with love and want to be loved back. And they'll take it in any way that you give them, just pure attention. A pretty easy relationship, I'd say. You know, how do you extend love? You know, what do your pets teach you about unconditional love? Isn't it amazing how they just show up for us and expect nothing in return, except a good back scratch? It makes me think about the power of love and what does it mean in my own life and where am I extending it with conditions? You know, it really, losing a pet, having a pet really reminds you of the importance of love being unconditional. The other thing that pets teach us is that love comes with a price. You know, the price of love is grief. I was watching an actor talk about the end of a series he was playing in, and the interviewer wondered if he was sad that the series was coming to an end. You know, was there any grief around it? And he said, yeah, of course. The price of love is grief. And for him, to love a project immensely, to love your job immensely, means big loss when it's over. You know, you're sad to see the people around you go. You may not be connecting in the same way that you might have done before. So big love comes with big loss sometimes. And you get through the loss the same way you do any other loss, you know, with love and support. The number of messages I got from people regarding the loss of Ozzy rivaled the number of messages when my mother passed. People understand this pain. The love we have for our pets is immense. They fill a big gap in our lives, and boy, do we feel it when it's gone. You know, and I am triggered by everything these days with him now gone. You know, one of the things my dog did was bark energetically when I closed my laptop at the end of the day. He knew that was a symbol for done. And he would lay in his, you know, he would lay in his bed in my office all day. And he knew when it was time for him. So he would bark. And even he knew when I was on the phone, when I was winding down, he knew that I was done and be able to give him some attention. They're so funny. The other thing that pets teach us is don't let fear keep you from love. As I said a few minutes ago at the beginning of this podcast, one of my fears of having a pet in my life was having to go through losing them. And there's an old saying, it is better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. And this is true. I had just heard someone say recently that the reason they did not want to reconnect with someone important in their life was the fear of loving the person and getting close to them only to risk having them die. And that's a protective thing, because to love is to get hurt. To love is to experience pain. To love is to feel loss. That is the name of the game. But what's our other alternative? Not to do it at all? Stay cut off from life so we don't get hurt? We don't get through this life without some scars. And if you've ever loved something or someone, you know that to be true. There is a saying that I love from Jim Rohn, who was an American business philosopher. And he said, the same walls that keep out disappointment keep out happiness. Let down those walls. And I think of love from that perspective, that we have to let those walls down to let love in. Otherwise, we can't experience that full range of life. And I think our pets teach us that. The other things pets do is make vulnerability easy. We let our guard down to let love in. And it can be tough to be vulnerable in this life. It's very exposing, but animals allow us to be vulnerable because there is no judgment. They make it easy for us to experience it. They just look to us with those big eyes, and we can't help but fall in love with them. They make it easy for us to experience those feelings of love, and because they make us vulnerable, it opens us up to the process of getting hurt. The number of people who found out Oz had died who also have a dog instantly admit they dread that day. They know what that means to be vulnerable in love, even with a pet. It is just hard. Love is hard. Vulnerability is hard. But again, what other option do we have? To stay closed down and to not feel all the feels? If you want to experience vulnerability, own a pet. The other thing a pet teaches us is it opens your life to richness. Oh my gosh, you know, this dog, Ozzy, so many funny and endearing memories that were created as a result of him being in our lives. So many people loved our Oz. Lots of people shed tears over him, over his death. He had so much personality. So many people in our lives have memories with our dog. when we started podcasting, all the interviews were in person at my house. And how many times would Ozzy try to get in their lap while we were interviewing? He was always up in somebody's face when we had visitors trying to grab attention. And because we had a dog in our lives, because we had our sweet Ozzy in our lives, we have so many more rich memories that we can reflect back on. Our life is richer for having had him in our lives. And it's true of people memories too. The more we allow ourselves to engage with people with good intention in our life, the more wonderful memories that we have. And it's because of the love of a dog, the love of a pet, that allows our life to be rich. And they teach us that every day just through their very presence. You know, I'm a big fan of personal development, and I see pets as tools for personal development. You know, they somehow open us up to parts of ourselves that we didn't know existed, or help explore ourselves in new ways. You know, do you ever see a large man with a rough exterior melt in the presence of a dog? You know, the power of these little furry beings allows us to just almost like let go of our ego and come in connection with them through our higher selves. And you can tell a lot about people when they react to a dog. If you can think about my fear that I expressed around loving and losing a pet, which is why I really didn't have pets in the first part of my life, I have to explore that. You know, what is my issue with fear? Why is it, you know, what comes up with that? What blocks come up? You know, is it easy to extend love? Why is it not easy to extend love? You know, how do I handle loss? And pets are really tools in that process. Everything in life is teaching us. They're just one more way that we can experience life. So much has come up for me this week because of the loss of Ozzy. And I have seen how quickly all the blessings in my life add up because of him. You know, I focus on that instead of the pain of losing him and all the memories in the house that trigger me. I really have switched into what a blessing it was to have this little character in our lives. And I'm sure all of you can relate that have had pets in your life. Another way that pets can teach us in life, all these life lessons, is that pets have purpose, right? You know, all of life has purpose, and so do our pets. But the sweet, special little angels that come into our lives in this furry form do so with so much gentleness. When we are searching for purpose in our lives, we only have to be in the presence of a pet to remind us of our purpose. To be in the present moment and love, think about the joy they bring. They constantly guide us toward joy. If you are having a bad day, be in the presence of an animal. They ground you, melt you, remind you, love you, and bring you joy. Boy, do they have purpose. And the last thing I want to touch on today, it's a bit of a short podcast, but it's kind of like Ozzy, short and sweet. He was just a sweet little pup, but packed with so many lessons. And I want to talk about the magic of life. If you are a spiritual person, you've probably thought about the meaning of life, or what your life means, or what all of this means. I know I have. I think about souls. I think about the power of our life. Where do we come from? Where are we going? When Ozzy passed away, my husband picked him up to take him to the vet. And he likely took his last breath in my husband's arms. We're not sure. But probably because he knew he was going to the vet. He never liked going to the vet. He probably thought, I'm out of here. But what was interesting is my husband said he was surprised when he picked Ozzy up from the little rocking chair that he was in. And he said he could hardly pick him up because he felt like jello, like he had no muscles or bones. And the first thought that popped into my head when he described this to me was life force. His life force was gone. And I think that's what it was in this life. We connected with his life force. Maybe that is the issue. We can feel that loss. It's just not his physical presence that we lose, but his soul presence. The very thing that made Ozzy who he was, the very thing that gave him a personality, the very thing that gave him life. I can feel that loss immensely. And our soul connection with him was gone. You know, he's still in our hearts, but maybe it's that feeling, that love for him that was electric, that thing that was so magnetic. And when he died, that went too, that thing that left his body. But I am thankful for that little life force that came into our lives 13 years ago. A blessing for sure. I know you feel that blessing if you have ever experienced the love of a pet. Pets have so much to teach us. And some of the things that I talked about here today were just a few of the lessons that I have been reflecting on this week. And I bet you have some of your own about what you've learned from having a pet in your life. You know, life is about growing, loving, and losing. There's no way around it. But keep your heart open. Don't shut down. You can't go wrong when you lead with love. Pets have shown us that. And my sweet Ozzy showed me that. So to you and all your furry friends, I wish you a life of love. That was such a great conversation. If you loved it too, subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Please go to iTunes to rate and review this podcast. And if you want to continue the conversation, connect with Soul Sister Conversations on the Facebook and Instagram pages. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at Dana Lloyd Leadership, on Twitter at Coach Dana_Lloyd, and of course on LinkedIn. See you next week.